Quiet consensus builder. Soft-spoken. Little known outside Belgium. Judging from these descriptions and news reports, the EU's first full-time president doesn't exactly quicken the blood of the Brussels press pack. But there is one thing, at least, about the Belgian Prime Minister that people find worthy of debate. How to pronounce his name. Consider this sample of news broadcasts.
Herman Van Rompuy.
Or my personal favourite, from CNN.
Herman Van Rompuy.
He is Flemish, but a Francophile and fluent French speaker. As Prime Minister, he's won praise for bringing harmony between Belgium's two long-divided communities, the Dutch-speaking Flemish community in the north, and the French-speaking southern half of Wallonia. But his name seems to cause problems even to French-speaking Belgians. RFIRL called the mayor's office in Charleroi, a city in Wallonia.
Van Rompuy, oui. Van Rompuy, c'est ce que j'entends dans les informations.
That's what I hear on the news. I'm not a linguist, so depending on the spelling, maybe we don't pronounce the Dutch names well. I don't know.
Okay, let's get a bit more authority on this. What about the Associated Press pronunciation guide? Alas, the new EU president's name is not yet listed. Of course, Voice of America's pronunciation guide with audio. Now we're getting somewhere.
Herman Van Rompuy.
But VOA's Rompuy gets the thumbs down from one Dutch speaker, Geert de Proost, the representative of the Flemish government in the United Kingdom.
No, that's not correct. It's Van Rompuy. It has to be O at the end. Because the Y is here, has to be read as an I in Dutch.
See, okay.
So that makes Van Rompuy.
But let's make one final call to the press office of the Belgian Prime Minister. Sadly, we don't get to hear the pronunciation from the horse's mouth, or from his spokesman, the splendidly named Dirk de Backer, but we do get to hear from his spokesman's secretary, Marie Klaas.
Herman Van Rompuy.
Once again?
Herman Van Rompuy.
So there it is. Sadly, those Dutch sounds don't transliterate easily into English. So Van Rompuy's name is likely to continue to twist tongues in the EU and beyond for some time.